Out of nowhere, Microsoft just announced an impossible new quantum computing chip named Majorana 1. But it's not your average quantum chip. They claim to have created an entirely new state of matter. So now we have solid, liquid, gas, plasma, and the new kid on the block, the topo computer, or topological supercomputer.
It is entirely a new state of matter.
If it turns out not to be your typical Microsoft BS, and that's a big if, it could be a breakthrough on par with the transistor. The humble transistor allowed computers to scale up to millions of bits, and the topo computer could be the technology that allows us to scale up to millions of qubits. Without exaggeration, that would make computers billions of times faster than current tech, allowing us to do incredible things like develop new medicines, simulate entire worlds of AI girlfriends, and run Microsoft Windows updates in seconds instead of hours. In today's video, we'll look at the crazy science behind Microsoft's Majorana 1 chip and find out if it'll finally make quantum computers not suck so much. It is February 21st, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. One of the worst things that ever happened to me in my entire life was when I upgraded from Windows XP to Windows Vista in 2007. It was a traumatizing experience, but it changed my life and got me to start using Linux. Today, my PTSD was triggered when I saw that Microsoft was hyping up this new quantum chip, because as of today, it's utterly useless for all practical purposes. However, it could be a significant breakthrough that gets us to quantum computers in years, not decades, according to CEO Satya Nadella. This announcement comes just weeks after Google announced its Willow chip, which itself is also useless, but made a significant breakthrough in error correction rates. What's interesting, though, is that the Majorana 1 chip uses a fundamentally different architecture. It's based on the Majorana fermion, which is a subatomic particle that's also its own antiparticle. Like, an electron has a negative charge, and then it has an opposite partner called a positron. And when they meet, they annihilate each other. What's weird about the Majorana particle, though, is that it's like a mirror image of itself. There's no positive or negative side, and that makes it resistant to decoherence, which is where things get really weird. Quantum computers rely on quantum properties like superposition and entanglement. That allows qubits to represent the probability of multiple ones and zeros at the same time. But the problem is that qubits are extremely delicate and affected by their environment. Through a process called quantum decoherence, they gradually lose these cool properties and collapse to a regular classical state. It's like trying to get a choir to sing in perfect harmony in a war zone. That creates high error rates in quantum computers, and what's special about the Majorana fermion is that it's highly resistant to decoherence. This weird subatomic particle was first theorized in 1937, but wasn't actually observed until 2020, when researchers found them in islands of gold. And actually, Microsoft claimed to have seen them back in 2018, but they had to retract this research paper when it was found that they misrepresented the results. But now, just a few years later, Microsoft is claiming they can not only observe them, but also control them. They released a paper describing topological quantum computing, where they braid and fuse these particles together and then measure them, all of which occurs on a nanowire that's engineered atom by atom. Basically, you have these Majorana zero modes at either end of the wire. Then to compute things, they measure if there's an even or odd number of electrons in the wire. The end result is a new type of semiconductor called a topoconductor, which is basically a superconductor-semiconductor sandwich where the semiconductor mimics the superconductor. And these can be chained together to scale up to millions of qubits on a small chip like this. The chip does need to be kept at a temperature of near absolute zero, and although they say it can scale up to millions of qubits, they haven't actually done that yet. As of today, it appears that Google and IBM are far ahead in the quantum computing race, but Microsoft played the long game here, and they're really the only big company that's taking the topological approach. And if they're not just overhyping it like the Microsoft kin, then it could actually change the world. And that means us programmers will need to rewrite every line of code to optimize for quantum hardware. And an awesome tool that can help you review all that code is CodeRabbit, the sponsor of today's video, an AI co-pilot for code reviews that gives you instant feedback on every pull request. Unlike basic linters, it understands your entire code base, so it can catch more subtle issues like bad code style or missing test coverage. Then it will suggest simple one-click fixes to help you get things cleaned up quickly. CodeRabbit keeps learning from your PRs over time, so the more you use it, the smarter it gets. It's 100% free for open source projects, but you can get 1 month free for your team using the code FIRESHIP with the link below. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.